Good morning, beautiful people. This is Marie Goncet and I am your mindset coach. So I have 12 years of transformational experiences and victories with women, athletes and people with a passion in life. So I'm known to impact and influence many amazing individuals across the globe by my speaking and coaching experience. I help people rewire their subconscious mind and unblock their paradigms. So coaching how to build a strong foundation into the subconscious mind to transform and create a brilliant future for them. So I mean, the brain is my expertise. Everything that is between the two ears, that's my expertise. So beautiful people, today I want to talk about leaders cannot give away responsibility. So I would like to warn you, so if you go into a collaboration, an association with somebody, I think you should take a little bit of time to test the person out, to see what kind of leader he is. Because you have leaders who want to serve their people and their purpose, and then you have leaders who pursue power rather than love for the people and for having a purpose. Okay, so I think it's very important that we distinguish two kind of leaders who wants to help their people, want to serve people, and then we have people who want to have power and over other people. So the first thing is, if you test the waters out with this person, it's very important, and I think I made a lot of mistakes by trusting too quickly people. So I rather do in 1 month, 2 months, testing out the person to see how he's reacting ours on responsibilities. Because a leader, a good leader, an entrepreneur, somebody you want to have next to you, he needs to be able to take his responsibilities. So a leader can delegate anything except responsibilities. Leaders simply cannot give it away. They can model it, they can teach it, they can share it, but they cannot give it away. So responsibility is the ability to meet obligations, the act of being accountable. It's a duty of trust. And this is one of the 21st indispensable qualities of a leader. And you know, I am a John Maxwell leader, certified leader. So this is the first thing that you need to check with the person who is next to you. Is he responsible? Does he follow up with meetings? Is he on time? Is he responsible? When he says something, is it true? Or is it just out of the air, always talking and never taking action? So it's very important to distinguish this in a short period of time. Because if you have an opportunity, you need to jump sometimes and you need to go for it. But you need to be sure. And this is the biggest lesson for me the last year. It was one of my biggest years, but you need to be very cautious who you have beside you. So my message to you is that you check who you have next to you. So he needs to be the person needs to be accountable. You need to be able to trust the person. He needs to meet the obligations, the be on time, be on meetings, having respect towards you, to our clients, to our personnel, to our towards financial institutions. It's very important. Okay, if you have done these test of accountability, then you need to know people. Be careful about two leaders. You have one leader who will serve the people. The first thing is, we are in a people business and we are not in a manipulation business. Okay, so you have a distinguishing about two people. It's one who is the kind, the serving, he has a purpose, he's guiding, he's doing everything for pursuit of love and the service to others. also to improve the welfare of the people around him, to lift them up, to build a team, to bring more wealth. And they also see the people who want to serve others. They also see others as brothers who complement them. Their motive is to meet needs and grow the cause. And the glory is not to him alone. He has a team. He cannot do it alone. And then on the other side, you have a person, you have a leader, and I met a lot of leaders like this. They become in a situation where there is success, okay? And they don't accomplish it. For them, it's their success. They start manipulating people. They will take the power and to get more power. And they will walk on the heads of everybody to get what they want. They want to be in a position of power. They want to be the boss. They want to show people with financial manipulation that they are the boss, they are the manipulators, they are the they take power over people, and knowing that those people helped them get to a certain point of success, financial freedom, and those people are crooked in their minds. That's why you need to be very, very, very cautious about who is in front of you. Because there are a lot of, we are living in a crazy world. You need to trust people, but don't give trust away like this. So, and you know, I am 10 years a coach. I always speak out of my own experience. I live the life. So I have always been helping people during my 10 years now of being an entrepreneur. I've always been in the medical, in the health business. Now with the COVID, to help people stay protected. So I am always giving, always serving people, and I go out of my way because it's a people business. It's not to get power, to get to use people. And by the other side, on my journey, because I had a lot of successes, but I had also a lot of headaches and obstacles, and I encountered a lot of people who were next to me, who encountered successes with me, who enjoyed the fruit of my labor, my sales expertise. When you give a man money, you see the real character of a person. So when money is involved, you see how people change, how it makes them devils. You give a person money and you will see what kind of intentions they have. Give him a million and you will see, is he going to help other people? Is he going to serve a kind of vision, a kind of purpose? I have a purpose since long time. I want to help so many people. And then if you give a one person a million, look how he's going to use people to get them each out of his hand, because he's manipulating them, he's manipulating them. This is very important, and those are very hard lessons to learn. But this is the way the universe, God, is showing you your inner strength. Those are obstacles you need to overcome. And sometimes you get betrayed, and you need to expose those people. You cannot accept. And sometimes a leader, you know, when you serve people, when you have a higher purpose, and I've helped hundreds of thousands of people now. I've got a track record of that. So sometimes I think I'm a leader to expose other leaders who manipulate and take advantage of less fortunate people and who don't have the the courage, the strength, the motivation to protect their cause. So voilà, this is a very important lesson, responsibility for a leader. You cannot give it away. You are responsible for your team, for your meetings, for your accountability. If you cannot do that, don't be a boss. And people who manipulate other people are just piece of shit and are the devils in people's life. And we need to just put him away, and that's it. No, there is the world is the world we're living in today with the COVID, with the war, with the inflation. It's already a headache. So why do you need to put more mountains in people's life if you can just help them more? This is my message to you today. Stay healthy. I care for you, and let's lift each other up. Let's help each other. Let's stay connected. Thank you.